Talk ZB.
And we now go to the United States in New York City. Steve Machinsky is with us. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Larry.
Election day in the U.S., all eyes on a few key races. What's the latest?
Well, the eyes were on Virginia, New Jersey, because New Jersey, the Republican was governor and Chris Christie, and in Virginia was deemed to be a close race, and Donald Trump was heavily supporting the Republican candidate, Gillespie, in Virginia. Well, the Democrat candidate won in both states. Not fully unexpected, but it seems every race in this country is seen as a, quote, referendum on Donald Trump. So tonight, the Democrats, who were expected to win, did win. And they won in states that went towards the Democrat, towards Hillary, in the general election. De Blasio easily won as mayor again for New York City. Donald Trump will point out that the previous special elections that took place in the House of Representatives that were deemed referendums on him, the Republicans all won. But tonight, Larry, you're going to hear the Democrats crow because Trump heavily supported someone that ended up losing. And President Trump tweeted about 2 hours ago that the reason he may have lost is because he was not standing firmly with himself, Donald Trump.
Now, President Trump is in Asia, of course. He's just spoken to the South Korean Assembly.
When he spoke to the Assembly, he pointed out all of South Korea's achievements and the strong unity between the United States and South Korea. He did stress the need to be tough and not weak, and that they're the U.S. will pursue peace through strength. But he also had a message where the clear audience was the neighbor in the north.
Do not underestimate us and do not try us. We will defend our common security, our shared prosperity, and our sacred liberty. I also have come here to this peninsula to deliver a message directly to the leader of the North Korean dictatorship. The weapons you are acquiring are not making you safer. They are putting your regime in grave danger. Every step you take down this dark path increases the peril you face. North Korea is not the paradise your grandfather envisioned. It is a hell that no person deserves.
Now, is President Trump speaking tough and direct to the leader in the North? He did say, despite all that, that if he drops his nuclear program and pursues denuclearization, that things can get better and perhaps even talks.
Okay, now he has been asked, I saw this question, I was watching this news conference last night. I thought it was a stupid question, actually, in the context of things, because they were talking about North Korea and trade and, you know, things. No. Not back domestically that affected the United States. Anyway, so he's been asked about this extreme vetting for guns.
Well, look, because this incident happened on his trip, he couldn't escape from it. In fact, he addressed it at the beginning of the trip when this situation occurred. Look, there's some issues that do need addressing, and I'm wondering if President Trump was aware that the Air Force, where this killer had been, he was in jail for domestic violence and assault. He was therefore not permitted to be able to buy weapons, and a clerical error by the Air Force prevented his name to go in the registry, which looks at background checks. So President Trump is pushing the mental health issue here. He doesn't want to address guns because, frankly, without the support of the NRA and his tough stance on guns and against gun control, he may not win any future election, let alone have won the past one. So politicians have a difficult time addressing the gun situation, Larry. But here's a case where this killer should not have been allowed to buy weapons. And so I'm sure that will be the argument, that we don't need more laws, we need to abide by the laws that are already on the books.
Right, a couple of things I understand. Something is they're going to look at the gun laws again, so that is progress. But the other thing is that apparently this guy, he escaped from a mental hospital in 2012, so he shouldn't have been able to buy a gun. But as I understand it, in Texas, Texas law means basically a madman can buy a gun. Is that right? Buy a rifle, as I understand it.
As far as I know, he shouldn't have been able to. That's a federal law, but there are always loopholes within the law and under what circumstance. And frankly, I don't know all the laws in each state, but what always comes up is that a city like Chicago, where they're very stringent gun laws, you have the most gun violence in the nation. So gun laws need to be nationalized if they're going to have any type of effect.
It's a good point. Thank you, Steve. Steve Minchinsky, our U.S. correspondent in New York. We go to Parliament next, and Barry Soper, our political editor, coming up 13 to 5.